Hey, what's up, everybody? Hunter here. Welcome to another episode of Burning Gas. We're getting this one out a little late just due to some audio quality issues. We didn't have a mic in person, but we're worked through it, got a lot of stuff figured out. We're joined with Tropo Farmer, Video Game Freak, and then two of my closest friends in person. We talk about entering the NFT space, being newcomers, and then kind of just understanding like what an NFT is, and as a newcomer, like what might you want to look for in this space. It's one of my favorite episodes so far, definitely worth some laughs, and I hope you guys enjoy. Catch you guys on the next one.
All right, what's up, everybody? It's Hunter here. We're back with another episode of Burning Gas, joined with Tropo Farmer. I'm really excited for this episode because it's been a weird week. Was in the woods for 3 days, shooting guns and fishing and just being in the woods. I have two people in the peanut gallery next to me who are new to the whole NFT crypto space. They seem to enjoy it, and there's a little bit of belief, a little bit of disbelief, and just
wait, hang on, a little bit. He was mocking NFTs right before the recording. It was mockery.
You went on a solid like 30, 45 second.
Yes, but somebody who's never heard this before, and then you hear this whole thing, and you're like, and especially like you're older like me, I'm a little bit older, I'm in my upper 50s, and you hear this, and you're like, I could copy and paste this stuff, so you're telling me that there's intrinsic value and there's intellectual property value and you're going to somehow monetize this. There's a secondary market and there's billions of dollars in it. It's hard to understand. I mean, it really is. I'm not being skeptical, but
I think that's fair though. Like this is a huge like step forward for like the norm. It is crazy. Like,
wait, now who? Who are these people? Can you reveal your relationship to them?
They're friends.
Hmm.
Wait, you said that like you didn't believe I had friends.
Well, I'm wondering why you have a friend who's in his upper 50s, or it's just.
Well, he likes to hang out with cool dudes. I do. I am somewhat cool.
He is cool. He's very cool.
It is,
cool.
It is true. I'm
married guy.
Hey, I'm almost 40, and I'm like
this is revealing a weird trend of me holding out, hanging out with like people who are several like much older than me. But it's fine. I'm getting old.
What's your relationship with your dad like? I'm starting to think maybe things aren't great.
I have a good relationship with my dad.
Okay, I could just check in.
Oh God!
I heard him say his father say "I love you," so he's got good.
He said it before. Yes, I think he's meant it too.
Yeah,
But Tropo, the discussion for the last 48 hours between me and my two friends here has been what does a newcomer buy? Like, what is at under 5 ETH? We'll set that as like the limit. What is a good purchase?
That's pretty high for a newcomer. I think.
Okay, but like even at this point, like even a squiggle starts at 6 ETH. Like things are getting crazy, and like the Pudgy Penguins are all over the news. They wanted to buy Pudgy Penguins last night. I told them not to. Now they're 3 ETH. Like, if we're getting to a point where the normal stuff that we've been trading for the last like 2 months is getting really expensive, and the stuff that is coming out now feels like really gambling. It's not like the Tom Sachs stuff that was like, hey, like you don't know what you're going to get, but it's going to be quality. It's a quality artist. The Damien Hirst stuff, quality. Like now it's like every day I wake up and it's like, okay, what derivative projects are coming out?
You could get a Hirst for 3.25.
That actually is a good buy. I didn't think of that.
So I don't know. I don't think that's.
H-I-R-S-T.
H-I-R-S-T. You guys have the weirdest spellings.
But that's his name. He's an artist.
That's ridiculous.
Let's see. If you get a Hearst, to get 5 ETH. That leaves you at about 1.5.
5 ETH.
Including your gas.
No, I'm saying if you have 5 ETH to start, which is a lot. Like that's a decent chunk of change.
Yeah.
A Hearst would be a good first purchase. And then in my opinion right now, I think Cool Cats are still like an it's a quality project at an appropriate price.
You could get a Cool Cat and a Hearst for 5 ETH.
Looks like a day at a long.
Oh no, we had a barking dog. We had a barking dog. I muted.
They were very long.
But he said Hearst looks like
looks like I'm at a bingo parlor and I'm just using the dabber and I'm going dab 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 dab.
You're not wrong.
Look the same.
They do all look the same.
But like there's not like a variety. They're just like what makes one better than the other.
The drip. One's got more drip.
Yeah, there's actual rarity traits for each of them that they used AI to actually count the number of dots, how much drip, the roughness of each dot, the colors of the dots. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they know. Like, look, go down to the properties.
Yeah.
Hey, Hunter, do you know that this is, like, real? Did they, like, maybe they just did, like, a random value and they're like,
no. You know, it's funny. You say that and I actually went through and started, like, counting and then I was like, this is stupid. Like, only an idiot would do this. And then
counting the dots.
I started to count the because there's one that I said it had only like 100 magenta or something. So I was like, I'm gonna count the magenta. And then it turned into like, where's Waldo, but just for polka dots.
Wait, is this one called Tears of Pain?
Yeah. So the unique thing for the Hearst is that each of them has their own unique title. So I think the title is more of a like, oh, that's a cool title. I mean, like that.
I would describe the piece of art as Tears of Pain.
But here's the unique thing with these. When you buy this, you're going to have like a month and a half, maybe it's like a month now, to decide if you want the physical one. Damien Hearst will mail you the real physical painting that is done. Or do you want the NFT, the digital version? So you have to choose between the two. And so remember how I was talking about the Punks comic today, burning those?
Right.
Well, you're either going to have to burn the physical. He'll light a match to your physical piece and destroy it. Because
when you get the NFT.
When you get the NFT, that's the only version of that. Or if you want the physical, you have to burn and send that NFT to Never Everland. Gone.
How big are these paintings?
They're like, I think they're like 36 by 24.
They're hand painted. These are actually acrylic painted.
Acrylic polka dotted.
Yeah.
By a like
a nice started with that. Nice piece. This is me saying this is a digital piece of art. With a polka dot. At least I know it's real art and then turn into digital.
Whoa, you're saying something like art blocks is not real art then, is what you're saying.
I'm just saying these look all the exact same. Isn't art block, they look differently. Each one, they're unique.
I mean, these are all unique as well.
I know. I'm just, you know, it's tough. It's tough on the naked eye to determine if they're different.
I think they're cool though because they look very similar, but when you get into the details, they're vastly different. And it's kind of cool because everyone has the same piece with these consistencies to it, but yet they're all unique if you take the time to actually like dive deep into your piece.
Okay, Hearst floor at Burn. For the digital ones, I think is going to be over 6 ETH. I think that's what I'm expecting.
Yeah,
I can see it doubling from here.
It's cool the titles though. They were actually trained on Hearst's like favorite song lyrics, so they trained the AI, and then they used that to produce the titles.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So these are
like.
Go ahead.
Well, they're not like actual lyrics, but they're based on his favorite lyrics.
Oh, so the one I got, you'll love this. Wait, you'll love this. I got number 1204. And I gotta look this up on the Discord because I'm not gonna be able to find this on my henny. The title of mine is "Been Through Their Yarmulks." Yarmulks.
You mean yarmulkes? is that your version of yarmulke?
But apparently that is a different word for yarmulke. So mine yarmulks? Is been through their yarmulks. Hey, look, that's the name of it. Been through their yarmulks. And then at one point, Tropo was playing connect the dots and drawing where the penis was in each of these because he thought there was one. He's deranged man.
I like that you called it yarmulks.
Yarmulks. If it would have been yarmulkes, that'd been cool.
That's the word.
Wait, am I pronouncing that wrong? Is that how you spell yarmulkes and I'm just pronouncing it wrong?
Yeah, I think so.
This is the word.
What's the
yarmulkes
word?
It's yarmulkes.
Yeah. No, okay.
That's yarmulke.
Yeah, I'm the one who said yarmulke. You're laughing at me. I thought it was yarmulke.
Yeah, but a yarmulke is a yarmulke.
Wait, yarmulkes?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It is yarmulke.
Yeah, it is a yarmulke. That's what I'm saying.
You yarmulkes. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a yarmulke.
Interesting.
Okay. You're not Jewish. Solve that mystery.
Okay. I'm glad we could solve that one.
Got that one.
So, okay. Like, back to what we were talking about. Buy a Damien Hirst and buy a Cool Cat for 5 ETH.
Well, but don't you think too that you're being a little conservative because that's my first foray, and you're more apt to tell me like, yeah, these are established people, and the chances of losing your investment are far less than. But that doesn't mean it's not. There could be better ways to deploy my cash.
Oh, for a high return?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Like 100%. I think you're worried because like you don't want my experience to be negative and like, oh my God, I'm
true. Nothing. But I also don't want you to go out and buy like super Yetis, which is like potentially just like lighting your cash on fire. Like
it's well, worse I think than that's that. The hard part of this.
Yeah, I could do worse than that. You're right.
I think this is the hard part about this is that there's so much material. You know what I mean?
Every day there is new.
Right. I don't know how much the development is of all these projects, but it seems like it's just like every day there's just more and more. So, you know, for somebody like me, it's like, okay, what you're like, okay, there's some established stuff. It has a track history, but maybe that's not going to be the best in the long run or have the best growth potential. And there's all this new stuff and, you know, it's really hard to sort through it. I mean, especially like somebody who just totally has no.
It's a lot. It's a lot. There's a lot happening.
There's a lot happening. And I think when you said we'll get a hearse and something else, that was like you're actually saying, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good that it's going to be equal or better to what you pay. And you probably have upside potential, but it may not return because maybe they're too mature.
I don't think this is mature. I think this is very young.
What is too mature? It's like something over 2 weeks. Like
CryptoPunk, to me, like in our market, CryptoPunk is mature, where it's gone from, you know, back in March when you could buy it for 15 ETH. Now it's at 40. Like that to me is very mature.
Okay, but you told me like some of these projects like were a week old and they're still selling for like less than an ETH.
Right.
And then, so is that indicative of like, maybe I don't want to be involved in because it's been out a week and it's not really moving that much. And like,
not necessarily. Like it could just be slept on or, you know, kind of unknown or just didn't get the attention.
You know, well, Damien Hirst are actually getting better the more I'm looking at
them. They're growing
on me. They're growing on me. At first, I was very skeptical, but you know what? The more I zoom in on this,
it's a detailed piece of art.
It is actually a detailed piece of art. And I would actually see one of these in person.
If you get the digital version, like I've downloaded mine, you can go on the site and authenticate yourself as the owner of your piece. And you get like a 10 megabyte massive high res version of it. The front and the back.
You can see every little drip speck on it.
And is it just a trust system to know that he burns the original?
Yes.
Or does he actually like send you a video?
I believe he's going to record it. He's talking about it.
There's going to be a showing in London of the burned ones. And then they're Banksy, going to like burn watching them.
Yeah, it's got Banksy vibes to it.
Okay.
There's even been like rumors that Banksy's put out NFTs. There was a guy who... So like the interesting thing with the Hearst pieces is Hearst doesn't actually do them himself. He has like workers, employees assistants that will help him do the polka dotting. Well, they do the polka dotting, but Banksy has the same thing. He doesn't do all of his work. He has people that are like part of his team that will go do his art for him, and then he signs his name essentially.
Well, I mean, look, the bottom line is it's the art itself. It's like who created it, and, you know, how many people hands were involved with it, I guess is almost irrelevant. I mean, other than the extent that his name is on the ultimately on the end product.
Right. So your favorite project so far has been Pudgy Penguins that you've seen.
You know what? It just caught me. Like, I don't know. They looked inviting. You know, they were just, it's like half of the ones are scary. They got dreads. They got green faces. I mean, those just look like something that I can embrace maybe because of my age group. And I say, look, can I monetize that into a cartoon? Could I turn it into, like, to me, I'm looking at it's like, how do you monetize? Like, and to me, those things say cartoon, kid show. I'm thinking like out of the box more, like that's why they hit me, because some of these I'm like, I don't think it can, like a guy smoking a joint and whatever. I don't see that's going to be a a kid show.
Right.
But that I did see. So I'm thinking, beyond paying for the thing, the rights to be able to sell it seem great to me. But my perspective is weird because
I think it's it's good. It's not a weird perspective. It's the typical perspective of most people who haven't been in here and, you know, drank the Kool-Aid. Like, I don't know, Tropo, if you agree.
Yeah, I just sent you a cool cat that I think would be perfect for you. Hunter, I sent that to you.
On Discord?
Discord, yeah.
This is the cat he likes. It's funny. I like it.
That's the cat.
I love all the cats. I mean, I think the cats are cute. And there again, that they could be monetized.
Right.
Like, there was nothing really about them that would be like, oh,
and the, and I think the, easy. And I think the reason, like, I can see the cats going to double-digit ETH pricing is because, like, they have breeding coming out. The team behind it has had collaborations with, like, the biggest, like, the other projects that are huge, and they've just executed well. And I know, like, if I sat back and was like, okay, Cool Cats team has to, like, be able to survive the next 3 years, I wouldn't worry about it. The same way I wouldn't worry if Bored Ape Yacht Club or Punks, like, I know Larva Labs isn't going to implode, but, like, whereas I look at the Penguins and I look at Cole Therium, who's the creator, and I've told you how I felt about Cole and how he's, you know, navigated the space so far, and, like, that does worry me a little bit.
Yeah, well, you showed me that, like, that there was a whole website. They have, like, a blueprint. But in some ways, you know, it seems super cool that they're that organized, but it also says to me, like, well, they're going to be putting out a lot of these. So is it because I'm in early that I'm going to be better and that the other projects subsequently are going to be less because the original, you know, because if you know there's big roadmaps ahead, you're like, okay, well, maybe I should lay back. There's going to be a better project. There's going to be, you know, so it's some confusing to me is like, okay, should you be in or should wait or.
Yeah. But I think, like, with Punks and Apes and probably Cats, Cool Cats as well, like, they're going to preserve that original release. And they're going to want to make the people that own those happy and make the people that don't want to own them. And I think they do that by providing more value to the owners and putting out things like roadmaps and collaborations. Like, they just, the president of Time today just announced that they're collabing with Cool Cats. I don't know if you saw that, Hunter.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're legitimate for sure. Like, you know, I can easily see this being a cartoon next year.
Yeah,
I can see. I would be surprised if that didn't happen. Theories.
There's utility to owning them with the breeding that they've talked about, and you don't know. Like, I can see them very easily partnering with, like, an animation studio and being like, "We're gonna launch our own cartoon."
Yeah, no, I to me, I have an easier time making that purchase because I believe that they have the ability to do that, as opposed to just looking at it as a single NFT and saying, yeah, I have this image and
right.
How and why can I monetize it? And who, you know, they seem like they're adding value by being organized and,
right.
And being, you know, that other parts, like you've told me, like, well, that guy's a one-off guy. And this is just, you know, and then
right.
How is it going to get monetized? And
right.
Is it up to me? Is there people behind this image? You know, so that makes sense to me. Now that we're talking about it a little bit better.
Yeah, but there's just so many projects at the same time. Like, I'm realizing now, Tropo, as, like, someone who's been in this, like, playing catch up is a hard game. It's a very hard game.
Yeah. But, you know, there's so many people that are willing to help.
Right.
That, you know, especially now compared to even back in February, March. That's there's a lot that you missed out on, but I think you give it like a month.
What's taken your attention the most recently that you would want new people to be aware of? I guess that kind of answers the thing of, like, there's just been so much.
I don't know.
Flash. There's been so much crap that it's like. I don't know. Like,
I mean, I've been telling people to get Cool Cats for the last month. So,
I mean, even Farouk tweeted out, he was like, literally, and Farouk's a very prominent guy, has a big reputation to protect, saying like, okay, he believes in Cool Cat over everything right now from like a value perspective. I thought that was interesting to see him.
You know, when I spoke about getting Cool Cats, it was like 0.75.
Right.
It was like double that. And that floor is very thin.
That floor is thin. Yes.
It's a pretty thin floor up to like 1.75.
Yeah. Now to get some quality stuff, you're at 2 really instead of 1.5, which is like the technical floor. But we did buy 2 junkyard dogs.
Yeah.
I got to send you the ones that we got.
I don't know about those.
That was purely like.
It was purely we had a few drinks and my wife said, you know, that reminds me of you flipping me the bird. So it was kind of like. Drunken stupor purchases a little
bit. All right. I like these.
It vibes with him.
They vibe with us.
Which one?
They bought the one with the halo. I bought the one with the glowing eyes.
I think you need a Hawaiian shirt ape.
Hawaiian shirt ape. Yeah, I was trying to tell him, but like also 15 ETH is not cheap. Like that's, we're talking about like 50K for an ape right now. It's a big first purchase.
I mean, he's got the money, right?
I guess. I don't know.
You're good for it.
Oh, what am I going to do? The same thing I did with Twin Flames and go halfsies with people and stuff now? Charity. Oh, so I did list our Twin Flames. Our Twin Flames is up at 120. I don't know if you see the floor there.
I did see it. Yeah.
It's gotten compacted.
It did, yeah. I don't know what happened.
I guess Justin is in. I think Justin's been really trying to get people to relist and put stuff up for sale. I don't know. It's been interesting to watch there. I was expecting it to keep going, but it looks like we just lost team at 100. Nobody wanted to pay over that. And we're gonna. I think we'll have to wait 2 months here until October when the next announcements come out and like the next events happen to see that appreciate past 120. But I have it up there. It's way off floor. If somebody buys it, great. I'll put in the rest of the money into fractional stuff and a punk probably.
Will you? Is that your plan?
That's my plan.
All right. I say it sells for 120. What's the breakdown? Where's that money going?
Oh, for me? So 60 of it. Okay. So 5% of it or 10% of it is going to Justin as a royalty. So we'll round down to 110. Half of that goes to you, so I give you 55. I'm stuck with 55. Take a third of the taxes, probably.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Thank you, government.
Taxes are the worst part of the game.
I was explaining how taxes work today, and this all being classified as capital gains tax. And
no matter what the holding period is?
No matter – no, there is – long term and short term.
I don't get the whole tax thing. That's a different story.
That's a deep dive. I honestly think I would start getting very aggressive on getting to a punk. I don't know if you saw the one morning mint, but the wild hair smiley mole.
I felt for you. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you think I have an emotional attachment to that mole, but I don't. I'm just putting that out there.
You were emotional on that morning mint.
Oh, I wanted the smiley, though. So it was the coolest smiley I thought I had seen. That was not 200 ETH. But
the other part about this so interesting is ETH movement. Like, not only you have the NFT piece of it, but you got the ETH movement. So, I mean, to me as an investor, I mean, you got like, it's like hard enough to try to.
It's like two levels of movement.
Right. And I'm like, well, how do you sort through that? Because you're buying on ETH and ETH is moving. And what is it a direct correlation when the ETH moves, the NFT move, you know,
right.
Is it an inverse relation? I don't really quite figure that piece of it out.
Hunter, would you ever get a woman punk?
I don't think I would, just because I would want to use it as my profile. Nothing against women.
That's not, very sexist.
Not to get Lizzie.
In a totally uncool, very sexist.
Okay, so we just, real quick, we just had this guy's name is Video Game Freak. He just joined. Good friend. He's funny. He's actually out in Arizona.
Cool.
Hope he's staying cool.
He's a really cool guy. Yeah, what's up? I have two people next to me in physical person, Video Game Freak.
Oh, what's up?
What's up, BGF?
BGF. We're just talking about what we would, if we would get a, the current topic is, would you buy a female punk? Would you buy a female punk? I'll ask you the question. Mine was no, because I would use it as a profile photo.
Ooh, depends on which one, though. I would rock a wild white hair, dude.
Oh, that's true. The one that there's ones that have like wild white hair.
I would though. Yeah, I'd still rock it.
Does a Blau rock one? Blau.
Yeah.
Rock? Yeah, Blau. Yeah. You know who Blau is, right?
Yeah, I saw him at a concert one time in college.
I mean, like, I think, dude, I mean, it really depends. I mean, I wouldn't rock a floor. Is that fair?
Would you rock right. a stringy hair female?
Like, I'll pull one up for the peanut gallery here.
See, like, yeah, I mean, like an aviator, like a welding glasses, or
would you rock, a Sierra would you even. This?
But like, I mean, you're talking so much ETH at that point, that, like, I'm already priced out. Sort of my
I mean, it's a crypto bug. You tell me these are like the cats meow. I mean, yeah. I'm not making fun of
it's not a cat.
It's not a cat, but
is that appropriate?
Me, you tell me I can't miss.
I don't think you, I honestly think if you bought a CryptoPunk, went to sleep for 12 months and woke up, you'd be like, hallelujah, 10x my money.
Yeah, it would be a great investment.
Right. So I guess that's what my feeling was. I don't care what it is. So
yeah, but see, I whatever I get
your profile.
My punk is going to be like my personal brand. I'm not selling it. It'll be the thing I pass on to my kids. And like everybody at this whole season, they're like, well, wait, you're going to put 100K into it. Like, it's not really an investment if you're never going to sell. Like, you can't use it for anything. But, like I told you, you can use, like, Aave or, like, these other platforms to get a loan against. Like, I can go buy a house with a loan against my buck. I'm expecting to be able to do that in 10 years.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe that there are companies that are willing to leverage these things because they seem volatile to me. So, it's hard. I mean, I'm sure it's at some basis level if they say, oh, we'll lend you 50% of the current market value. I mean, that, you know,
sure,
these guys
yeah.
are... You know, are these like real company, like major companies that I would recognize that would
do? No, these are all like decentralized, like I guess platforms. Or I mean, like they're companies, but they're
big asterisk that you don't recognize yet.
Right?
Are you familiar with Wells Fargo?
Yes.
Not them.
I think I've heard of those.
That's a smart ass question. That's Wells a real smart question.
Are they
question.
From like Wells, like Fargo, North Dakota? Is that Wells Fargo you're referring to?
No, he's referring to the Stagecoach dudes that, you know,
Wells Fargo.
And they have these orange and yellow banks and they're really bad. And they do, you know, they do terrible lending practices, generally steal your money. But short of that, they're fine.
It's true.
I think they're aware. Yes,
pretty unethical company. But yes, keep going.
Yeah, I don't think I would get a female punk either.
Wait, why did you?
What does that do? What does that do with Wells Fargo?
I think he works for Wells Fargo secretly, and you know, they're, yeah.
Oh, there's one that's 55 with a pipe and a mohawk. That's kind of cool looking. So I think it was BGF.
What does this have to do with Wells Fargo?
Wait, we're not letting you get off of it.
That's we're yeah, that's over.
I'm just
staring at the punks right now.
Yeah, he smoked too much, or he took too much of his just medicine.
I took my normal dosage.
Yeah.
No, but they're CryptoPunk females, so why would there be an aversion upon that I'm not understanding. Why?
Well, so for like some people, they're like, I want to have a CryptoPunk that looks like.
Are there more females or more female? Like, are there more females or males?
I think it's a pretty close 50-50.
I want to say there's more males, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, then that's the reason why to buy a female. If there's less females.
I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure. I
think you're right. I'm gonna check.
Distribution is.
What do you guys use? DGen data?
I'm using larvalabs.com.
Oh, that's smart. I don't think.
Yeah, there are 3,840 females.
So there's 38% are female.
Okay, well, that's a significantly less than 50.
Yeah, but
they're less desirable.
Because
maybe now, I think because the demographic is mostly white males also buying.
Oh, well, let's get to the real bottom of the thing. So you're saying this whole market is driven by white males between the ages of what? I want to know to who is, because there's billions of dollars. I want to know what the demographic is of the people who are in this NFT market.
I would say that like maybe very early on, that may have been the case, maybe even up until like a few months ago. I would be very curious to see like what that evolution has been. That's not even like available data though, but like
there's no data on it. My assumption is currently that it is mostly male buyers right now.
My presumption is it would be mostly North American and European buyers.
Right.
With that being said, like, you know, predominantly white males and like people of privilege, you know, one having access to the internet, Web3, higher education, like et cetera, et cetera. It's kind of like institutionally privileged as it is, but that will definitely change in the very near future.
Yeah, I think considering like what that breakdown likely was with just cryptocurrency,
just crypto in general translating into
NFT. But now with NFTs being like, you know, you bring in the artistic aspect of it, I think you open that up for sure to a much wider demographic that's interested and capable of succeeding in the market.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but the amount of disposable income here is hard to comprehend. That there's this much action for this much money.
Well, I think people are looking at this as an alternative investment, just like...
Well, up until like 8 months ago, no one cared.
Yeah,
this is true. Yeah. Like nobody give a shit about a CryptoPunk.
Right, but even 8 months ago, weren't CryptoPunks still like... $50,000?
No, not even close. Nope. I mean, maybe not, like good ones.
A good one, maybe like an alien.
Literally 12. Like
I guess to me, it still was a lot of money.
Let me ask you, Dave. What can you quantify a day when like the NFTs like became a market? Like I know it's developed, but like, can you go back to a day and say on January 15th of
that's pretty close.
Whatever.
Is it fair for me to say when Gary Vee started talking about it?
The Nifty Gateway was a big one. And then Beeple's $69 million sale was huge.
There's all events around a time where it started gaining attention. People started looking into it.
February, March, Top Shot was a big one.
Started making money.
Like February to April of this year, there was like a chain of events between like Top Shot, Nifty Gateway, Beeple's sale. And like Gary, like all of that sort of cumulatively, I wouldn't necessarily, like, you might be able to go back and see that there was like a day that was like just a skyrocket in adoption, but
I think it's hard to look at those charts with the volume that we've had the last 2 weeks.
I would say as far as media coverage goes, Beeple's sale was definitely like the onboard for like all creatives, collectors. I mean,
the Beeple, who is a guy who made a piece of artwork every single day for 13 years or 5 years? 5 years. I can't remember.
I think he's like done 13? It for much longer. That was just his every like first 5,000 every day.
Right. It was his 5,000 pieces of art stitched into one image. He sold it for $70 million. And so everybody sat back and went, holy crap, this guy just sold an NFT for $70 million. What's an NFT? I need to learn what this is, because if he can make $70 million, I want to learn how I can make $70 million. And then everybody started doing research. Like that was a big onboarding event for me.
Right. But I guess from my perspective, like what's going to bring it full circle? Like, is it like, obviously it's a developing super blow up kind of thing going on right now, but like what event is going to make it mainstream? Is it going to be
like DraftKings like launched today? Like DraftKings, you can buy Tom Brady autograph cards through DraftKings. They have their own marketplace.
It's not like, well, so like I look at gaming as the next big one, most like, even if there's another big onboarding event, like gaming going blockchain backed, like think metaphorically speaking, Fortnite or Roblox goes blockchain backed and they flip that metaphorical switch. That is going to be like an onboarding event like we can't even like fathom.
we've never seen before. So like when people, when their everyday lives are introduced to this is NFTs, this is the blockchain, they start to touch and feel it like you are right now. Like,
but I think there's a couple different uses of, I mean, of course there's different uses of the blockchain and NFTs.
Right.
I think in the last, we've been looking at it from a art and collector's perspective, right. But there's a utilitarian perspective.
Right. Ticketing.
Right. That we're not talking about. Like it's not like all NFTs are going to be investment grade.
But I don't think that those are necessarily the same kind of adoption cases. Like, yes, as far as technologically speaking, but like, I think those are sort of events or like transitions where people will be participating or interacting with NFTs without even knowing that they're NFTs. It's just like, this is my ticket and this wallet is how I show you I have it.
Sure. But I still think like having the ability to buy a ticket to like a Ravens football game and then be like, that's the game that, you know, Lamar ran 800 yards for 4 touchdowns and like say, like prove it that you own that ticket. And then people bid and buy that ticket for you just to have like a piece of the memorabilia. That's a potential where like we start to see like onboarding, because now, you know, you're interacting with something, but it's also like the infrastructure for how you, you know, everyday events are now done, I guess. I don't know. I think just it flowing into our everyday lives and wherever it flows next is going to just slowly creep the.
Right. But the thing you always tell me is it's decentralized, but then to me, if it's going to be more mainstream, it's going to have to be more centralized. Don't you think, or you think it can work in this kind of,
I think there's going to be like some projects or like some use cases that are centralized, but there's still going to be like heavy like use cases for having decentralized where,
or just nobody. I mean, even if you just compare like the adoption of like custodial versus non-custodial wallets, like sure. the learning curve for a non-custodial wallet is so much higher, because that's like the whole you're becoming your own bank sort of thing. But like, you can download Coinbase and you're set.
So he's talking about like having a MetaMask versus just going on Coinbase and saying buy $5.
Buy crypto. Yeah.
Like you understand like getting that MetaMask was not, oh, just right click, done.
No.
There was a process. There was a learning curve. You had to understand what like signing a seed phrase was. Coinbase, you just, this is my name. This is where I live. Done.
Yeah. The whole MetaMask thing's ridiculous and crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's like KYC, you're good.
KYC, know your customer.
Know your password.
Know your password. But to be honest, like we're still in the very early stages when we think about it. Like,
right.
This hasn't been, I think CryptoPunk still now in a year, we'll look back and be like, we were so early. We had no idea what was coming.
Right. Because he's basically saying like 4 months ago, there was no market. I mean, not there wasn't no market, but it was much different market than right. just the market we're talking about today.
Correct.
So, I mean, even look at like, it was funny because we looked up, there was only 100 or less than 1 million total wallets that contain an ERC-721. So when you factor in like multiple wallets and lost wallets and everything else, like that's such a microscopic percentage of people, okay. even in crypto, let alone the total population.
Right. If you look at like the population of the world and then the percentage of that population that knows about crypto and then the percentage of that population that knows about NFT, like to the average, even crypto person, they're like, what's an NFT? I've heard about it, but I don't know what it is.
Right. Right.
Or what's a punk? Right. So like you're like technically at the forefront of a breaking technology right now, even though it might not feel like it, you are way ahead of some of
99.5%. Yeah. 0.95% of the population.
Right. I think that was, like, I saw the number floating around that was like around 1% of the world right now, or like 1% of the 25% of people that understand crypto know about NFTs. So you're way ahead.
Right. I mean, I don't feel that way because I'm you know, I didn't know about this till 3 days ago on a bus trip with you.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, bus gang.
Yeah, you're bus gang.
The bus gang.
Oh, God.
Is that giving away anything?
the bus gang was a great story. They're on a, that was wild.
Bust out.
No, we were going to pull all our money together and just buy a CryptoPunk, but I guess not.
What happened, dude?
We looked at, some people looked at the prices, I think.
Well, yeah, but especially as you told me 3 weeks ago when you're in my house, you said, oh, you got to buy a CryptoPunk, and they were half of what they are today. And I'm like, that's a 3 week.
When I came over here like a month ago, they were $30,000. So okay. I said, you should buy one.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, it's hard to come back to me 3 weeks later and say, oh, yeah, you still need to buy one, but they're going to be $100,000. I'm like, well.
Well, so it all depends on your like time frame too, though. Like if you're thinking like trying to make a flip in, you know, a week, that might not be super realistic for a lot of people. But if you're looking at a long time horizon, like it's almost inevitable. Yeah. Like there will be recoils, there will be recorrections, there's volatility and all that stuff, but like CryptoPunks are the gold standard. Like,
yeah, if you're thinking like 15, like shit, even 5 years, not let alone 20 years,
a year. Yeah. Like 6 months to a year out. But I'm saying, like, if you're looking at short term, like that, it's like investing in any crypto right now. It's like, as soon as I finally convinced my parents last year to like get some exposure to crypto, all of a sudden my mom's texting me anytime the market takes a dip, and I'm like, stop looking at it. Like, thank me in a couple of years. Like, you're fine. Stop texting me anytime you see a news article about like, oh, crypto's in the you know, all going to zero. It's like, you're fine.
Is your dad still out trading you on NFTs?
Don't rub it in.
No, I'm just saying, when you see a run-up like that, you're like, okay, is this like, you know, and because it's so new, you really don't like, you know, in the stock market, the broker always sits down and says, you know what, you're going to have your ups, you're going to have down, but when it's all said and done, you're going to be up 8% and the
right, but that's a historic.
Have you shown him the like?
Right, but it's a mature market. It's a mature market.
Right.
When somebody like me going in, we're like, okay, well, I saw this huge
mature markets. There's like there's profile picture projects that are up like 25,000% daily volume in like like what's a market? Like this is just
some of this is casino.
Yeah, it very much.
Most of it.
But I'm saying, like, if you look at a project, and that's why I'm looking at like Cool Cats, Punks, Port API Club, me, like,
yeah,
things that we know are not like, all right. No.
And that's why I make that differentiation, because like, right, there's someone's like, you look at Art Blocks as a whole, or like, you know, blue chip, you know, artists and stuff like that, and it's almost done deal, seal it, you know, it's going to go up,
right?
But like, there's so much of it that's just gambling, speculation and stuff like that too, that like you got to kind of make that differentiation. It's like anything I'm collecting for me is like the selfish collector in me is like, vibe check, do I like it? Yes. Can I afford it? Awesome. Cop. But then like anything that I'm trying to speculate on, it's like, okay, what's the market look like? What's the user base to collector rate or like supply ratio? What's the transaction volume? What's the Discord and Twitter look like? What's the, you know, like all right, the way down the rabbit hole.
Right. There's a lot of research that goes into it.
Versus like,
I would say,
do I like it? Yes. Bye.
High, super insane return. If you were like looking like to absolutely maximize, you do need to do that like crazy amount of research.
Do it responsibly. But you can just totally ape into any of these projects, yeah, and have just shit pop off.
I'll ape your money.
It almost seems like, you know, like the way you were kind of portraying this, so much like you gave me this feeling of hype, like you just buy anything because there's just so much hype in the market. It doesn't even have to be a good project just because it's new.
A couple weeks ago, yes, that was true. Like you could put money anywhere and it would be up. A week ago, yes. If you put money anywhere a week ago, you were up. Today, looking at the market, it just feels like there's very clear winners that are being defined. And the ones that aren't floating as fast, it's like, I don't know if I would make that like, oh, they're a laggard anymore. It seems like it's almost like, well, the market's rising. It's not rising with you. And there's a reason for that because.
Okay. Let's maybe put it, let's reframe that though. Like I would still say it's that way. It's just not every project. Like if you had $100,000 and you could throw 10 mints at every project that was minted, I still think you'd be up.
Sure. Yeah. Same.
But like, that's if you have a pool of capital enough to diversify your spread on enough projects that you're going to get 100x on, you know, one or two of them.
Right. Because that's what some of these people do. They'll take $100,000
and spread it.
Spread it like bird feed. And they'll be like, all right, I'm going to have 100x winner, a couple 50xers, a couple 10, a couple five, a couple three. And then 20% of that's going to go to zero.
And then, well, and you hedge your bets on anything that starts to tank, you take your, you know, 50% hit on, and you're still not, you know, liquidated, but at the same time, you get out before it's totally dead.
Right.
Well, in this world, it's moving so fast. Like, how quickly do you know you got a tank? I mean, is it like weeks, days, months?
I mean, it could be practically instantly. I mean, some of them, if like, if the wrong people, like there was a project the other week that like had it come out that like the basically the whole project was a rug pull and it went from like a point, like point, you know, four floor to like 0.01 practically instantly, like live as they're doing like this.
And like, it turned out that the project, which had been said to have been run by like three women, turned out to be like three Russian dudes in Russia who were running the project. And it was like a female, it was like a project promoting
identity and stuff. Yeah, they were like, we didn't see that there was anything wrong with impersonating a bunch of Asian females. Like, we thought that was fine.
Yeah. And that's, I think, like, through your research, understand what you're getting into. Do you believe, like, the people, topic, not to steer off this, but, like, Trope, are you still holding your, like, four ETH bag of those?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, and this is like for okay, so like it's good now, dude. This is like this, you would hope that they have some like roadmap, some runway to be able to like try and recoup some of that. Like right. Granted, it's almost tainted, right? Like you almost can't it won't like balloon like anything else, you know, has the possibility to, but you could still provide enough long-term value and utility on the back end to get some of that back.
Yeah, it's been fully transitioned to Board Becky and I believe Artcheck and their team.
So they like totally took it over or something, right?
Yeah, they've got the contract, they've got the code, they've got the server, they've got the wallet, you know, like everything has been transitioned. So it's in a good spot right now.
Like, did you hear something about that?
They seem very dedicated to it, and I don't know. It would be dumb to sell now, of course, because like
right, don't sell at the bottom. Like yes, if you've held this long,
it has
like,
dumped.
Take the hit on the chin and just wait it out. Like there's a project called the Wizards Cult. I minted them for 0.07 a piece, and I mean on instantaneous mint. Like 20 minutes later, the one, you know, two of the ones I minted three, one I sold for 0.1, and then the other two were worth like 0.05. And I've held ever since. And now today, like 2 months later, they're worth 0.2. But I had to wait 2 months to see a 4x return.
Okay, you want to hear mine?
Yes.
You got the crypto baby punks?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Just sitting on my diamond hands for 4 months. To finally have my thesis play out.
How is that?
Like, I could have been flipping for, you know, the lottery this whole freaking time, but like I didn't have the capital to diversify across all these projects. So I went high conviction, like, you know, basically at one point, like more than 90% of my portfolio worth was in this one project.
You put like an ETH into it, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
And now they're worth per piece. Like they were originally like 0.1, 0.05. So
like right after the mint and like a bunch of people, like kind of big names popped in, it got up to like a 0.7, 0.8 like floor and then it like it totally crashed. It went all the way down to like a 0.2 floor.
Right.
And then like over the last couple months, you know, community engagement, community developed projects, like all this stuff kind of building our own value. It's up to 1.3 floor with many of mine in the 2 to 4 ETH range.
Right.
So like
if you're going to buy something like that, you just have to have conviction, understand what's coming and wait it out and not be like, okay, it didn't go up, I'm waiting.
Right. Well, yeah. And like the economics made sense, right? Like it was such a low supply project that I could add value to, that I could put my, you know, skill set to, you know, build my own value within that community, a talented collector base that was high conviction.
It's more than just looking and saying, I like the art.
Yeah. It's gonna go up. My whole thesis ran much deeper than like, I'm going to throw my only ETH at this.
Right. And like, I've made a couple of purchases lately that have been like, I just like the art. I hope it goes up.
Oh yeah. No, I made a couple of those now that I like had a little more to play with. Right.
Right. The one that I'll note, I think is going to blow up the most is the, the erotic art that Tropo bought me.
Erotic central art is
honestly think that that's a 100 bagger. I think that's worth 100x what we paid for it.
Anything generative art on Hen is so
anything. I think Hen is probably if I were to have 1000x return, it's gonna come from Hen. When Hen comes to OpenSea, and when everybody goes, holy crap, all this stuff was out there, we just didn't buy it. And you know, it just comes into the spotlight. And it's like I put $1,000 in and now it's worth $100,000, or it's worth, you know, $150,000.
Oh man, I'm in the money then. I've got about 850 pieces from Hen.
You have 850 what?
Yeah, I got a lot.
That's conviction.
I mean, that's conviction. Wow, that's insane, actually.
I want to go with your friends to the craps table. They seem like good people to hang out with.
I got no money. So I started with $500, and then I...
So his goal was to start with $500 and turn that $500 into a trip to Disney for his family. That was the whole reason he got in. Not the whole reason, but it was a driving component to why you got
it. It was my monetary goal. Like I wanted to have a monetary goal, kind of an educational improvement goal, and then a career goal. So those are my three different goals. Sounds and that was the like monetary
Disney one. Trip upgraded from the Art of Animation Hotel to maybe the Contemporary or the
our Disney guy.
No, we're staying at the my wife booked it. I can't remember, but like, yeah, my kids are too young to really give a shit about the hotel. Yeah. When I was able to be profitable with something on Ethereum, I would take the profits and just buy art on Hen. So that's how I was accumulating so much.
That's basically been my jam or flipping, like insta minting low supply, flipping for like an easy, you know, 3 to 5, sometimes 10x at the floor, and then using it to buy better, more expensive pieces.
I think I've sold literally like 3 things on Hen.
Well, so I should preface that with like a good majority of my buys initially were off like Hen 1000, Hen 666, like. It was all these like high supply, so I'm reselling at floor, but it was still like a 3 to 5x. And so like it was just no brainer to me. Like I threw like 100 tez at like 10,000 or something.
Right.
Interesting. And now it's like now I can actually go through and look for like art I want to buy. If I had like I might seriously take like an ETH and just throw it at tez.
Yeah, you'll get so much out of that ETH. You so could. Much.
I have a couple that I'm eyeing right now. Like they're gonna cost me like 300 tens a piece, but like golden.
That's not like, it seems like a lot for him, but
it sounds like a lot, right?
It's so not.
But you're like, yeah, that's like 0.3, like whatever. Yeah.
That's a good strategy. So I do want to this is probably gonna be a shorter show. The one thing I do want to note, if there's any topics you want to talk about, bring them up. If you have any questions, good time to ask them. But we'll wrap today's show up with a look at the bottom of the marketplace. We'll all go to OpenSea and find the cheapest shit that's on there and see if there's any good buys. And I was just looking, and the project that I've fallen so much in love with, I Am Stronger Than You, still sitting at the floor of OpenSea for $0.
This has been a trend.
It's been a trend. And I think today's the day I finally buy one, just because, I mean, why not?
If you make a dollar on this shit, I'd be so impressed.
I'll make a bet right now. I can flip one of these for a dollar.
No, that's bullshit. You're just going to like list it, and then you're going to make a post being like, somebody buy this. I bet my friend that I can sell for
a dollar. Still work.
All right.
Somebody would like it enough to spend the dollar plus gas.
Plus $30 in gas. Wait, I'm curious. Is there any for sale on these that I Am Stronger Than You, the floor?
What are you filtering? Buy now.
Buy now. Oh, see if there's any of these for buy now. Let's see. I don't think there's any of these birds for sale. Oh, no.
I Am Stronger Than You. Back to the birds. You like the birds.
I like the birds. There's Harambe. I Am Stronger Than You. I'd love to Google reverse search these and know if these are just on Google.
We should have a whole show about like how to do proper due diligence and reverse image search. I just want to like pay a developer to make a tool that's like all in one image scan, compare, like give you a percentage of like likelihood that it's been pirated.
Yeah. So I went to I Am Stronger Than You, number 900. It's a one of a gorilla. Right click, search Google for image. I got, let's see, results. I got well into the thousands for this image. I mean, it's used everywhere. It's probably the most, I mean, I easily 10,000 results for this, the same image used everywhere.
Well, so I wonder if it's open then. Like,
be able to correct loyalties.
He's saying it's not even a real.
It's either an open source or this. They're just illegally using this image. So I'm not going to waste $3.98 on Am Stronger
Than You. Plus gas,
which would be. I'm curious by now. OpenSea confidence score of 3. I have reviewed this information. Let's see here. If I hit checkout, it's going to ask me to sign, right? I'm not going to actually buy it.
Yeah.
No.
You should make him buy it. Just fuck with him.
He's like, oh my God, we finally sold one.
Invalid JSON. Okay, and we crashed the site.
OpenSea's been sketch. It's been so like spotty.
Yeah, so to buy this, it's $3.98. I have to pay $27 in gas fees.
What? Even though it's like free?
It's essentially free, I have to pay the gas fees because I don't know what gas is now, but it must be expensive.
No, it's not really, is the sad part. What's like probably, I haven't seen, it hasn't dropped down to like that nice 20-30 range lately.
It is a little expensive, right? Oh no, we're in the 30s. That's where we're at. Fastest 40.
Is it really?
Yeah, fastest 40.
There's no hybrid option.
Hybrid?
Yeah, gas. One can't go.
Oh, Jesus. That was.
It's like you don't got the E85, whatever.
That's such a dad joke.
Yeah, that you're showing your age, and you're a lot younger than me.
That's a terrible joke.
It's terrible.
Fuck you all.
Hey, let's keep this.
There's children that watch this show.
Children that.
And their parents clearly don't know about it. Yeah, so
did I just flag you for some sort of YouTube? Are they gonna make these kids sign in now because I dropped the F bomb?
I bet channel? You YouTube detects that 100%.
You have to make you sign in. I just ruined your SEO.
Yeah, my SEO is destroyed because of that.
I'm sorry.
You're not popping up on the YouTube kids channel anymore.
Nope. I'm demonetized, banned. SEO's ruined. Do you have any, like, I mean, these are two of probably like the highest held like consultants in the NFT space.
I mean, to me, you know, for me, guys, I think I'm more interested in just following a little bit, just to see the growth.
Just to see, watch.
I mean, it's a little cumbersome the way Holden had to get the certain account, then he had to get a Bitcoin, you know, and like for me, it's like, it's a little cumbersome just getting in, but obviously.
Did you buy Bitcoin?
Do we what?
Did you say you bought Bitcoin?
No. Ethereum.
No,
all
Ethereum.
Right. All right, good. Okay. Ethereum. Okay, cool.
Ethereum. Sorry.
He's just clarifying before he grills you.
Yeah. I mean, look, to me, I'd like to follow it a little more. You know, it's fascinating. It seems like it's evolving. It sounds like it's really on the move. And, you know, I've just never really seen something like this or been like in the initial stages of something like this. So it's really hard to grasp it a little bit. And
yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah. And then,
I mean, we're in this shit every day, like 12 to 16 hours every day. And we're still like just mind blown by how much there is to learn.
It's still hard to keep up even when you're fully,
tells me fully about submerged in.
And then I told them about sushi and we got into DeFi and then they were like, Jesus, Hunter, you're...
today I was laughing. The
cryptocurrency.
Did you see Forbes tweet?
No, that's actually, you know what? That's probably the highest IQ thing that's been discussed this entire show. What was your quote there?
The funnier the cryptocurrency name is, the better it's probably going to do.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen Ass and Titties?
I have, but I haven't seen the currency.
I had ass coin for a while. It did well.
Yeah,
for me.
ass and titty coin. Just total memes, like absolutely no utility at all. Just memed to the moon, and then like they were like, "Oh shit, this thing's worth like hundreds of millions of dollars. We should probably do something with it."
But sushi has utility. It sounds
sushi's
funny,
awesome. Sushi's epic. But like, you know, so like I was laughing with Farouk because he posted a screenshot of like his financial manager saying like,
you know that
it just because you're making money doesn't mean it's the right place to put your money. And he just like face palm emojied like his financial consultant. He was like, deep down, you know, I'm right. And Farouk was like, no, not at all. And he was like, fine, learn the hard way when you want to buy a house, but you can't get a mortgage because banks don't recognize your NFT collection as collateral.
Especially when you get Fargo.
And so I responded. I was like, Fargo. And I was like, well, here, you won't need a bank because you can use DeFi to collateralize your NFTs for stablecoin loans and then buy the house without a need for a mortgage. Win. Financial like manager, not going to make it.
It's crazy though, like because we were talking about like collateralized loans. Then what are stable coins? How does a stable coin link to a dollar? Then like how are NFTs linked to like the fluctuation of ETH? And then how do gas fees and proof of stake like come into this? And what is London hard fork? And then we got into like the different blockchains. And then why are some like projects better than others? And then like what is ERC 721 versus 1151 like? And it's been not exhausting. That's not the word, but it's like, holy shit.
Intellectually,
like
elastic.
Yeah, like you really so have much to... you have to understand in this space. And which I turned back and like, I had the pleasure of talking to like one of the most prominent people in the space this morning and like about the consulting media company that we're planning to start. And it was like, we had a question of, okay, if you were going to launch a POAP for like program, with let's say Porsche or another prominent brand, like how would you do that? And to actually do that thought like that exercise of how would you launch X project with X brand is when you actually get down to it, probably one of the hardest thought processes you can go through. Because if you're not just going to go and listen to OpenSea, there is so much you need to understand. And there are so many little nuances that you need to understand because now you're involving like a corporation that needs to actually get USD out because it's to their bottom line. They have to pay people, or if they don't, they have to be able to sit on a cryptocurrency on the books. But most investors don't want that because it's not, you know, sometimes it's not seen as a liquid asset. So it becomes this like four-dimensional, five-dimensional discussion of how do you interact with these companies and start these things. And then you think, okay, how do I explain this to somebody who's never...
And have it actually fit the market.
Exactly.
and have it so that people actually participate or buy what you're trying to sell.
Because imagine Doritos spending $10 million to launch a project that's like every bag you get an NFT, but nobody claims it and it earns them no money and it's a flop. Like, it's like marketing on top of cutting edge technology on top of, it's just, it's insane. There's so much happening right now.
Or you could just buy penguins.
Or you can buy Pengu's. Yeah. And just get memes
and just them. And don't know nothing about anything else and do better.
And it's like, dude, well, and but the other side of that being that you could get freaking wrecked. Oh, like,
yeah, true.
I won't say their name. There was another project that was unfortunately the naive / ignorant buyers bought into a project that was memed and hyped that they did not know that the artwork was stolen. And unfortunately, when they got DMCA'd, they got 404'd on all of, like, delisted off OpenSea and like all this stuff. And I mean, they basically got screwed, right? Like, I mean,
but those buyers are playing the hype cycle of thinking, hey, I'm going to make money because it's going up fast. Like,
and they didn't know
I'll make money kind of mentality.
But the whole thing with it, like, this is why we like emphasize do your own research type of stuff. Like, as much as we joke and meme and the whole like pump thing and like, you know, up and all this stuff, like, we still try to emphasize, like, you do your own research, you know, practice sound foundation, like foundational trading principles, and you'll be fine.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that's a good note to wrap it up on. I think it was going to be a short episode and just kind of getting back into the swing of things. Trobo, I don't know if you have any topics you want to just wrap the show up on of your own.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the front beard on CryptoPunks. It's the goatee looking one. I don't like
goatee,
that.
Not big beard, goatee.
But like with the mustache. Like,
you're not a fan of them?
Not a fan, no.
Etsy's sitting just browsing Larva Labs.
He's just been sitting there this whole time, high as shit, looking at punks for the last 30 minutes.
That's what came up.
I thought he was getting like, it's like window shopping for that, like,
get some wisdom. You know?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like Wells Fargo. And he was from the whole Wells Fargo store.
No. I was hoping for window shopping for that, like, you know, jet that you can't afford, but you're just like, one day I'll totally get, like, the Airbus A650. Like, yeah, totally.
Well, I'll admit I've never scrolled past, like, you know, a couple scrolls on this list. I've never even, like, seen what's beyond, you know, 65 ETH. I don't know what's out there, and I've been looking.
Right. Like, well, my thing is, all I have to do is outperform CryptoPunks for long enough that I can afford one, and then I'm fine.
And then I'll spend $2.8 million on a floor.
Yeah. Well, no, and then at that point, it'll be like 10 mil for like a decent one, and then I'll be like, okay, this is something that I'm just going to have for the rest of my life.
Right.
That'll be the day when it's like, you know, when it's just dropping like an absurd, obscene amount of like dollar value on something, but it's like, it's playing the game. It's not even dollars at that point. It's just
and we were talking about this. You think in ETH, you don't think in dollars, you think in ETH.
Well, and even in ETH, like, it's the, I still, like, the more I play it like it's RuneScape gold, the easier it is to play the game.
Right. But also that in this case, the RuneScape gold actually is, like, my life savings.
Expensive.
My life savings.
Yeah. Well, like, my net worth is, like, entirely in this now, like, you know.
Yeah, if you ask me what my net worth is, I would reply ETH.
Yeah.
I would just look at my MetaMask and my calculations and my spreadsheet of what I own. I'd be like, yeah, this is my net worth.
Like,
plus $2,000 that's in my Wells Fargo account.
You definitely went a couple steps further than I did. I did not yet sell my car or remortgage my home. But at the same time, like,
we had this discussion today. Like, so I have my old Porsche. It's 1986, a piece of crap. And then we were looking at my newer car that I, like, ideally drive. It's reliable. It's not going to die on me. We looked at the resale value while we were in the car. And I was like, all right, maybe I should sell. Like, it's up. Like the used car market's up. Like maybe I just take my ETH and like walk everywhere from now on. I'd take the three ETH or what? Not the three ETH. It was like what? 5.5 ETH.
What your when your old car doesn't no. stop in the morning.
At the same time, you were the one talking about buying a freaking Aston Martin the other day.
Oh, true. Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
He's like, oh yeah.
What? You were?
But I think that's I think the okay.
talk about depreciating assets.
Yeah, no, I think
yeah, Christ.
Valkyrie? No, the Valkyrie. No, I think the Valkyrie is a 2x play. Okay. I think it follows the 918.
Yes, but the car's 900,000 to start with.
It's 900,000.
You can have 9 CryptoPunks.
Yeah.
8 CryptoPunks.
Yes. Yeah. What would you rather? 7, 8 CryptoPunks.
I'd rather have the CryptoPunks, but I'm just
saying, oh yeah.
You can live. You can drive your car, but you can't drive your punk.
Well,
also drive something that costs $2,000 to $3,000 and still get the crypto punk.
I can already see it now. It's like RT Artifact Studios comes out with a crypto car.
Do you need gas to drive your crypto
punk? And it could be as badass as the Valkyrie, just not without just without the experience.
Guys, this is a great like patent this idea right here. We got it. This is how we buy our punks.
Crypto with the car?
Yeah, the crypto car punks. It's just We work with Artifact Studios to make
just to real, create the car that you can plop your head into.
You plop your head into, yes. There's a company that will take your crypto punk and make custom shoes that are like the official shoe for your punk.
Are you kidding me?
They're 1 ETH each.
1 ETH?
1 ETH for the shoe.
Are you kidding?
Oh, have you showed? No, go pull up the Space Strip video and show him.
They're is it on their Twitter?
Yeah, it's on their Twitter.
I think it'd be cool if you took your crypto punk and got it stitched on your passenger seat so you can go through the HOV lane.
At that rate, you can afford the fine.
Like, these are what the shoes look like. Like, this is, I think these are alien shoes. So, like, this is the alien style. I gotta really scroll back for this, I think.
It's only a few days, but like the Space Strip one where you can see all the variety is wicked.
Let's see here. Oh, here, this one. Here, open this up. So, like, these are all, I think these are all CryptoPunks. And I'm not sure if these are
punks. Is it the one where they're all laid out with?
They're all laid out. They're all laid out.
No, it's the Space Strips.
Okay. So, this is like another project that they did a collaboration with. And, like, based on the NFT, you can buy each of these shoes.
Just a mere
1 ETH.
1 ETH.
Yes.
They look like terrible rental bowling shoes.
I highly disagree, but that's okay. You're allowed to have that opinion.
True. Opinions are like assholes. Everyone's got one.
But at the same time, it's funny because if you roll up to like NFT NYC rocking a pair of art like Artifact Studio kicks, like everyone will know.
Everybody will know. It's the same if you show up to NFT NYC in a pair of Unisocs.
Oh yeah, dude. Like people pleaser. Walking around like BTC Miami in like an oversized t-shirt with like a pair of Unisocs on, that like that's the most hardcore flex in the fucking world.
These like, socks are worth like what are the socks worth right now, like 80k?
I mean, at least like everyone's probably walking around with like their you know AP or their Rolex or like she's like just bumming like extra XXLT and a pair of Unisocs, and that's like
probably
the richest
person in the room, probably with the most expensive outfit on.
Yeah,
I think Unisocs is probably in the triple digits right now. Let me see here, Unisocs.
Like, I just love that, just like the most low key insider flex. That like, if you don't know, you have no idea.
Those are a pair of socks.
$150,000 for a pair of socks.
Are they washing machine? They are
a physical piece of socks. Like, this is what they look like. $158,000 to buy a pair right now.
What does that buy you?
You can socks. The socks.
It buys you socks. It buys you a pair of socks.
What do you mean? You don't get like an asset? The socks
are. You get the socks.
What's the asset? Physical,
you get the socks.
So this sock costs this guy like $10 to make, and he's going to sell it to you for $158,000.
I mean, essentially, yeah.
Yeah, but they're socks.
They're really desirable socks. They're rare socks.
Wait, you know, there's 302 pairs?
There's 302 pairs. There's only 14 remaining. Wait. And each time you buy one, the price increases. And then if you haven't claimed the sock, you can take the token that you bought. So we buy number 14, like with the 14 remaining, for 158K, and then we wait till there's like four left and the price is like 1 million, we can sell our claim token back to the exchange and pocket the $1 million.
Because so as long as they sell another pair, you're automatically going to make money.
Correct. Yeah.
As long as there is someone willing to buy the next pair.
Which I think is high, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll sell. They'll sell. Eventually.
Multiple pairs, and then you can just keep playing the game with yourself.
Yeah, there's people that did that.
Like, buy for 158, and then...
Or then sell your previous pair that was 158, now it's 200, and you made 50 grand spread, now it's 200.
But it's not liquid. So, like, once you redeem it... Yeah, once you redeem it, you can't sell it. Like, you'd have to sell it on eBay or something.
Right, if you redeem the socks physically, you can no longer sell back into the curve.
So it's not really a bonding curve.
It is
the price ramp.
It's a real bonding curve. We're not opening this can of worms at the end of the show.
It's not a bonding curve.
There's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. You got to be able to sell back in for it to be a bonding curve.
You can sell back in with Uni Socks.
With the tokens, you just can't. Yeah, once you redeem it.
Sell out all 300 to what happens at that point?
I don't know. I don't think anybody thought that far, but like.
I think it's on the website. I think if you actually go to the website, there's something about it.
I have to look. It's not here. On demand, learn more. Da 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 da. I don't see it.
It sounds so ridiculous to like.
It's ridiculous. But no, there are people that have recently bought.
This sounds like a money laundering scheme.
No, but this was the project that proved out this pricing model.
Right. It's a model for how to price.
It's a conceptual experiment that has been memed to play out.
Yes. Yes. It's crazy.
Interesting.
Well, guys, it's late here on the East Coast. I think that's a good place to cut this off at.
You've been saying that for like the last four projects. Go to bed.
I know. But next week we'll have a little different show. We're going to have two other guests. So if you two want to join us back in, be two cool guests.
Thanks for dapping me in.
Yeah, no problem. Good to see you, Tropo. Good to hear you. Hope you're doing well there. It sounds like you're vibing out.
He's going to be zoomed into Larva Labs for the next 3 hours.
Starting to like the women punks.
There you go. That's all it took. It just took a little bit of THC and time and a
couple hours. Yeah.
And he likes the women. Likes the femmes. All right, guys. I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for joining. And we'll see everybody next Friday. Peace.
Later, y'all.